ke dayalu jagat sansare.
ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Sayam Vishnupad, Paramam, Sapaya, Raja, Kacharya, Asta, Tarasata, Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Sarasata, Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Ananta Koti, Vaishnavarinda, Ki Jai. Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Guru, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi, Gaur, Bhaktivinoda, Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya, Charitamrita, Ki Jai. Samavita, Bhaktivinoda, Ki Jai. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Jayananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktarinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Gaur Bhaktarinda.
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktarinda. So we're continuing our Saturday reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhulila or not Madhulila, chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan, text number 143. What? 40? 43, no? Huh? 143?
Yeah.
Adi. That's something that was wrong. Okay. Ata eva Krishna namna aisita mukhe. Ata eva Krishna namna aisita mukhe. Mayavadi gana jate mahabahya mukhe. Mayavadi gana jate mahabahya mukhe. Ata eva Krishna nama aisetara mukhe. Mayavadi gana jate mahabahya mukhe. Ata eva, therefore, Krishna nam, the holy name of Krishna, na does not, I say, come, taramukhe, in their mouths, mayavadi gan, all the mayavadis, jate, because, mahabahi mukhe, great offenders by dint of strong atheism. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. Because the Mayavadis are great offenders and atheistic philosophers, the holy name of Krishna does not come from their mouths. Purport. Because they are constantly blaspheming the Supreme Personality of Godhead by saying that He has no head, hands, or legs, Mayavadi philosophers remain offenders for many, many births, even though they have partially realized Brahman. However, if such impersonalists are not offenders at the lotus feet of the Lord, they immediately become devotees in the association of a devotee. In other words, if an impersonalist is not an offender, he can become a devotee if he gets a chance to associate with other devotees. If he is an offender, he cannot be converted even by the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much afraid of this Mayavadi offender. Therefore, he spoke as follows. Mama jnana-timirandasya jnanam-jana-salakaya chakshur-nilitam-jena-tasmaya Sri Guru-vena-maha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Vishitarani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ateva Krishna Nama Aisitara Mukhe Mayavadi Ganjate Mahabahu Mukhe. Because the Mayavadis are great offenders and atheistic philosophers, the holy name of Krishna does not come from their mouths. So this is the reply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to one of the Brahmins who came to request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet to these Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they're talking about your name, they're saying your name, but they're not able to say the holy name of Krishna. They didn't say the name of Krishna, so... What's that? Microphone's on. Oh, okay. Hare Krishna. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply to this Brahmin, that these Mayavadis are great offenders. Mayavadi Aparadi, he says earlier. And the Mayavadis, they are also, this is their nature. Of course, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport there are some types of Mayavadis, impersonalists. They're not so much offenders, and they can become devotees if they get a chance to associate with another devotee. Just previously to this verse, we heard about the great personalities, the four Kumaras, how they became Akichittatango, that even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding, their minds became completely attracted when they smelled the breeze carrying the aroma of the tulsi leaves and saffron from that were coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, previous to that verse, there's an important verse that we spoke on last time, Atmaramas Chamunayo, how even the great personalities, Shukadeva Goswami is particularly referred to in this verse. Shukadeva Goswami was completely free from any types of material desires. Atmarama, he was situated in complete self-satisfaction. And still, Shukadeva Goswami, the four Kumaras, still they were attracted by the qualities of the Lord. Yitam Bhuta Gano Hari, that the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna are so attractive that anyone can become, that even the greatest liberated personalities, they are also attracted. They have no other material desires. They are completely free from any type of material desire for Mukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, all these types of personalities are there in the material world. So how these types of material, these persons come, Mukti, of course, this means material enjoyment, Mukti meaning liberation, and Siddhi, perfection, material perfection, particularly the yoga perfections. Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, these general categories are there within the material world. Sakalaya Shanta, they're not peaceful because they all have personal material desire. They personally have personal desires. We can say Mukti Kami is maybe not material desire, but still some personal desire they have for liberation, to get liberated from this material world. If then one is desirous of this, then he's classified as Ashanta, not peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, Ateva Ashanta, but the devotees of the Lord Krishna, they have no personal motives in their activities. Everything they do is on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, they're described as Ashanta, peaceful, completely peaceful. No one can be more peaceful than the devotee. Although, still the devotee acts in this world very responsibly. Just like Arjuna, he was fighting in the Battle of Kurukshetra very diligently, very full vigor and power, and he was able to defeat all of his enemies. But still, he's categorized like that, Ashanta, peaceful, because He's everything he has offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a benefit to the Supreme Lord. Nimitta Matra, Bhavasavya Satyam, simply an instrument on the behalf of the Lord. So the Mayavadi offenders, generally in the past, these types of personalities, Mukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, they're products of their own conditioning in this material world, because the living entity is by nature anandamaya vyasata. The living entity is by nature pure, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Mayavamso jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Being part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in minute degree. So Krishna, he's Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Balan. He's supremely pure. And in this way, the living entity, he also has this quality of purity. But due to association with material nature, particularly the three modes of material nature, one becomes conditioned. And he sees this one Supreme Personality of Godhead, because everything is actually product of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavam. Everything comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavan iti shabdate is that padanti tat tat kavidas tatram yad brahmam adhyam. The whole creation of the Lord is non-different in one sense than the Lord. Achintya veda veda tatra. That everything, adhyam, means that there is no duality. Everything is ultimately the Supreme Lord, but the devotee, the Mayavadi impersonalists, they also say that even Krishna is part of this material world, part of this material creation. And they say this Brahma Satyam Jagat Nitya, that they say also that the body of the Lord is false. So this way they become offended by saying that the Lord has no head, hands, or legs. He's simply material. He's taken on this material form, Mayavad. They take that he's a product of Maya. But Krishna has this separate existence. Yet even though everything is created by him and everything is his energy, and in that sense it's one with the Lord, still it's separate. He has a separate existence. Maya tadam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. So people, they take on these different qualities of worship according to their material modes of nature that they have. They have different perceptions like that. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very nice story of the group of blind men who heard about the wonderful creature called the elephant. So they wanted, they were very much interested in understanding what is this elephant. Even though they were blind, they wanted to use their sense of touch to understand what is this elephant. So they went to the king's palace. They talked to the proper persons, and they were able to go in to touch what the elephant was. They had elephants in their stables like that. And they were able to get in to feel what is the different parts, feel the elephant. So one was holding on to the trunk of the elephant, one was touching the leg, one was touching the ear, one was touching the stomach, and they all got different perceptions in this way. That one was thinking, oh, it's just like a snake, or one was holding the leg, oh, it's just like a trunk of a tree. and that one was touching the ear. Oh, he's a very strange creature. It's like just like a dish or something like that. So in this way, by our different perceptions according to the modes of material nature, one has different types of perception of the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is perceived differently according to our conditioning, the three modes of material nature. That says, Rajas Tama Prakritaya Sama Shila Bhajanti Vai Pitri Bhuta Prajepshadin Sri Aishvarya Prajepshadha, that according to the Rajas, Tamas, or Sattvic modes of material nature, people are endowed, Sama Shila Bhajanti Vai, they worship according to that quality that they have. They worship their forefathers, Pitri Bhuta, the living entities, or the demigods, Prajepshadin. What purpose? Sri Aishvarya Prajepshadin. They have different motives to become beautiful Sri Aishvarya, or become rich. This way they have different motives according to their qualities. Now the Mayavadis, they have come to this point that they take great endeavors to become, to get to that point of liberation, because they understand that this material world, they have some type of intelligence better than the gross materialists who are simply enjoying this material, trying to enjoy this material world. So they have taken great austerities and troubles. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, klesha atikadirasitesham, that they take great troubles. They accept great miseries, actually, from their austerities, their study of the Vedas, Vedanta, like that. And this way, klesha atikadirasitesham avyaktasakta chetasam, to understand, to become attached, avyaktasakta, to become attached to the unmanifest, very troublesome. And even they come to the point that is described in another very nice verse that Sri Prabhupada quoted many times, yinye ravindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta avishuddha buddhaya, that the there are so many people, yenye, anye, that means so many other people, that vimuktamanina, they think themselves liberated from this material world. That's particularly described there. Vimukta manina. They think, manina means they're considering, vimukta there, that they're liberated. Vayasta vaved avishuddha buddhaya, but they're described as avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha means impure, and buddhaya is intelligence. They're actually impure intelligence. Why is that? That avishuddha buddhaya, what's next? Nirvana, Ravindaksha, Vimuktamanina, Svayasta Bhavid, avishuddha buddhaya. Aruya Krishna Param Padam Padam, that they take great troubles, they take. That's described in this line. Aruya Krishna Param Padam Padam. Anadrita Yushmarangaya, yes. Anadrita means that they have no anadrita. It means they have no respect, no affection for Yushmad Angraya, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they again, patantiyada, they again fall down from this material world. So, of course, this material world is a place of misery. And to become free from it, one has to take the proper method like that, not following the Mayavadi philosophy. Sanatana Goswami, he particularly cautioned one that sometimes even these Mayavadi philosophers, they may preach something about Krishna consciousness. We've seen that many times. There's plenty of Mayavadi preachers in India like that. So Sanatana Goswami, he recommends that a Vaishnava Mukurjinam Putam Harikatamritam Shravana Naiva Kartavyam, that one should strictly avoid such Mayavadis. Because sarpo chishtam yatapaya, just like milk that is touched by a serpent becomes poisonous, the so-called Krishna katha that you hear from non-Vaishnavas is similarly has detrimental effects like that. So, of course, the whole philosophy of Mayavad was propounded by Shankaracharya, who was under the direction, under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He told Shankaracharya was incarnation of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is described as Vaishnavanam Tashandu, the greatest of all Vaishnavas. So he told one time, this concert, the part of the Mayavadam Asach Shastram Prachanam Baudam Uchate Mayaeva Vihitan Devi Kalo Brahmana Murtina. The point is that the whole process of Vedic culture has been the Kali Yuga has started, and people were misusing the tenets of the Vedas. Lord Buddha, Nindasi Jagya Vidya, he decried that this Vedic sacrifices, this was before the time of Shankaracharya, the people were misusing the tenets of the Vedas to engage in so many types of animal sacrifice. So therefore, Lord Buddha, the personality of God that appeared as Lord Buddha, in order to stop the Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pashugatam, he had some compassion on the unfortunate animals that were being killed in the name of the Vedas. So he, Nindasi Yogya, he stopped the Vedic sacrifices, and this way he decried, he said that if the Vedas are saying that this is the process of purification, then I don't accept it. He rejected the Vedas. So in order to give some compassion upon the living entities in the animal kingdom like that, he stopped the Vedic sacrifices, he rejected the Vedas. So in order to reestablish the Vedic literatures, the Supreme Personality of Godhead requested that Lord Shiva come to present the Vedic literatures in a prachanam bodham, in a covered form of Buddhism, in order to reestablish the Vedic literatures, Mayavadam Asach Shastram, but not exactly the proper interpretation. So this way, the whole progression of Vedic culture came in this Kali Yuga, that first the Buddha, he rejected the Vedas and out of compassion for the animals. Then Lord Shiva came to reestablish the Vedic literatures in a covered way as a sort of a stepping stone. In this way, the later acharyas, Vishnu Swami, Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya, and Madhvacharya, they came to establish the proper understanding of the Vedic literatures, ultimately ending with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. So, because Lord Shiva introduced the Mayavad philosophy, there is some type of utility, and even there is example, very interesting example of Lord Chaitanya's associate who utilized the Mayavad philosophy for the service of the Lord. That was the, of course, that is the business of a very great exalted personality such as Advaita Prabhu, who is described very nicely in the 19th chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat that it's described that all the devotees were filled with the Lord's ecstasy. They saw the entire world in relationship to Krishna. They were constantly absorbed in love of God and had no external consciousness. They had no engagement other than the performance of Sankirtan. This is from the 19th chapter of the Madhya Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat. But of all the devotees, Advaitacharya was most blissful. No one was able to understand his unfathomable characteristics. The glories of Lord Chaitanya's great devotee Advaita, the Lord of Shantipur, are known by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to only a few devotees. When Vishnambara regained his external consciousness, he would offer respect to all the Vaishnavas, and particularly to Advaita. As a result of this, the Lord of Shantipur was unhappy. His mind rumbled and his heart felt no relief. This thief constantly harasses me by giving up his superior position and grabbing hold of my feet. The Lord is most powerful, but so by force I cannot check him from taking dust from my feet. The only alternative I have is the power of devotional service, for no one can recognize Vishnambar without devotional service. When I smash his illusion into pieces, then only will my name, Advaita Simha, be glorified. This thief has become proud after defeating Bhrigu, but he doesn't know that I have hundreds of disciples like Bhrigu. I will make the Lord so angry that he will punish me by his own hand. In this way, although the Lord has incarnated to preach devotional service, I will not show any respect to such devotional service. This is my resolution. In this way, Advaitacharya, one more verse. If I do not accept devotional service, then the Lord will forget himself out of anger and punish me by pulling my hair. So in this way, Advaitacharya developed this plan because he was practically on the level of Lord Chaitanya's grandfather, so elderly in age, and he was the leader of the Vaishnavas of Navadvip area. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to always give him such great respect and take the dust from his feet, which would make Advaitacharya very unhappy, because Advaitacharya always understood that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his master, and he wanted to have that position as a servant. So he thought that he would glorify Jnana by commenting on a book called Yoga Vishishta. In this way, he went back to his other house. He had a house in Navadvip and Mayapur and one in Shantipur. So he went back to Shantipur and he started preaching this jnana, impersonal jnana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometime later, he was walking in the streets of Navadvip with Nityananda Prabhu, and they decided, let us go to see Advaitacharya in Shantipur. So they ultimately went to Shantipur, and on the way, actually about halfway there, they met one they stopped at the house of one Dari Sannyasi. He's living, he's a Dari Sannyasi, a so-called Sannyasi who's living with a wife, or a woman at least. And so they were invited by the Sannyasi for lunch. And they went into his house and they had lunch. And it's described there that they had lunch with the Sannyasi until the Sannyasi, after feeding them, he asked them if they wanted some wine. And at that point, Lord Chaitanya got up and washed his hands and immediately went to the, and jumped into the Ganges. They were about halfway down from Navadvip to Shantipur. This is about like a halfway point, so they jumped into the Ganges and they floated the rest of the way to Shantipur. And it's described in this connection that the Lord bestowed mercy on womanizers and drunkards, but he annihilates blasphemers, even if they are well versed in Vedanta. Straina Madhya Pere Prabhu Anugraha Pare. That he Anugraha Pare means he gives us a mercy even to such personalities. But Vindaki Vandanti Dadi Katapi Sampare. That the so anyway, they floated down the Ganges. I heard sometimes His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj wanted to do that. I don't know if they ever did that. They were talking about Navadvipa Parakrama, how they wanted to sometime follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and float down the Ganges from this place is called Dalitapur, where the sannyasi was staying, and floating down to the Shantipur. So they went to, anyway, to Shantipur, and it's described that Vishwambhara's bodily effulgence was like that of millions of suns. Everyone became frightened on seeing this. In an angry mood, the Lord said, "Oh Nada." Nada is another name for Dvaitacharya. He asked him, "Tell me, which is superior, jnana or bhakti?" And Advaita replied, "Jnana is always superior. What is the use of devotional service for one who does not have jnana?" On hearing Advaita say that the jnana is superior, the son of Sakshi lost his external consciousness out of anger. He dragged Advaita from his seat into the courtyard and began feeding him with his own hands. So it's a very interesting pastime that Advaita Prabhu, he preached this process of jnana as superior to the worship and service of the Lord, simply to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, it's described, there's plenty of evidence from the, especially particularly the Srimad Bhagavatam, we quoted one verse already, Yanya Ram Daksha. It's also described that, what is that? Shreya Shukun Bhaktin, Udasya Kedibo. This Shanti Kevala Bodha Lapaye, Pesham Asaukta Shila Eva Shishate, Nanya Jatastulam, Tushava Gatinam. It gives a very nice example in this verse about how if a person takes and beats the empty husks of rice or wheat, they can't get any grain. You take the whole grain and beat it, and then you can get to separate the grains from the husk. But it says that just like that, devotional service unto you is the best path to realization, self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. The third chapter of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes so many different types of persons there's different types of desires and who you should worship according to what desire you have. There's a big long list like that. Ramavar Chesa Thomas too, the Gate of Pramanapatin. It goes on and on. Some people desire education, some people desire good wife, some people desire wealth, some people want stability in the position, and so many are good, what is that, long life. So many different types of desires are there according to our nature, our conditioned nature that is. But ultimately, we want to come to our original, pure spiritual nature. Therefore, the conclusion of that long list of who you worship according to what desire you have, at the conclusion of that long list, it's described that akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi. That udaradi means that someone who is very munificent, is very good intelligence. And then even if, whether one is akama, which means no material desires, sarvakama, whether he has all types of material desires, which is unlimited, or mokshakama, desire of getting out of this material world and getting liberation, tivrena bhakti yogina, vijeta purusham param. That one should worship, worship very strongly. Tivrena means just like the sun rays in the summertime. You know, if the sun rays are there very strong in the midday, just like that, one should with very strong determination and energy, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the recommended path by those who are actually purified from all these different types of material conditioning. All right, we'll stop there and have any questions or comments.
Mother Vishnupi. Srila Prabhupada told us that America would become a vegetarian nation. Also, America would return to an Aryan country. Do you think this is because of ISKCON's presence or the rise of Buddhism in the country?
Do I think it is because of ISKCON's presence
or the rise of Buddhism?
The rise of Buddhism in the country. I think the rise of Buddhism is because of ISKCON's presence. How about that? Everything is maya jakshena prakriti suyate satcharacharam. Everything is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or the popular, simple English saying is that not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. So everything is going on by the will of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada came to the West 1966, like that, everything became very suitable for his activities of preaching Krishna consciousness. By his strong desire, Krishna arranged everything for him. So if we have desire to preach Krishna consciousness, Krishna will make all the arrangements for us. If we want to if we have desire to become very rich or very powerful or very influential, Krishna can make arrangements for that. Eko Bahunam Jididati Kanam, that this is the business of the Supreme Personality of God, that he fulfills the desires of the living entity very nicely. Problem is that we have to purify our desires to desire only the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This will make everything very auspicious, and people will follow. They will become okay. There's another question here. It says, so an atheist who is offensive cannot chant the holy name, or the innocent atheist, say an Allen Ginsberg, chants offensively just the husk, not the actual name, and Krishna and Prabhupada warns milk touched by the lips of the serpent. The devotee who chants offensively chants the shadow of the holy name, and only the pure devotee chants the actual name. Please sort this out for us. Hare Krishna. All right, so somehow or other, by the mercy of the devotees, they're taking the holy name out to the living entities who are not qualified. We had no qualification for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, as I mentioned, he had that strong desire to satisfy to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who wanted that Krishna consciousness should be preached in the English language. And he did this without any type of ulterior motive, any type of personal motive. So he got the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tarata Vajna, that someone who is, it's only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can one preach Krishna consciousness. This is the symptom is there. So somehow or other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, that is all going on by his desire that Priti Viti Yache Gata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hayi Maranam. He wanted that every town and village, Krishna's name would be preached and chanted. So ultimately, this is going on by his desire. All of that is happening. We have opportunity to be some part in that, in fulfilling his desire. Someone who has that, someone who wants to satisfy the Supreme Lord in that way, Krishna will help him. It's not that someone is qualified and someone is not qualified. Everyone is qualified to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That is the meaning. Srila Prabhupada said that is the meaning of being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, that everyone has that ability to act in the service of the Lord. The part and parcel has that constitutional nature. He has that propensity, and he has that duty to act on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So whether one takes that up partially or fully, that is up to the living entity himself. That by the guidance of the pure devotee, we have that guidance. Srila Prabhupada has given us his association. Everyone has that ability now through his books. We can read his books and get that as guidance, the pure devotee, and follow to the best of our ability. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur describes many times, not many times, but he says, he repeats a few times this, that that a bird flies in the sky according to its ability. You see the vultures, they're flying very high, And sometimes the pigeons or the, well, chickens, they also fly for 5 feet, maybe something for 20 feet distance like that. The, what is that called? Turkeys. The turkeys, they also fly maybe sometimes 100 feet or 100 yards, maybe 20 feet up high. But the vultures, they can go up 1-2 miles. So everyone, according to their ability, just as the birds have their ability to fly different heights. So every living entity has ability to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to our ability, we have to take the best advantage. That's the concern.
There's a comment by Ramya Prabhu. Due to coronavirus, meat production is down 30%. And veggie burger sales are up to 20% in the U.S.
Damn, coronavirus DJ. Yeah, so everything, we can't understand how this, how things are going on by this will of the Lord. He can arrange everything very nicely. Example is there that the Madhavendra Puri, the Anukut ceremony of Gopal, different towns, they organized huge festival in 5 days, different towns. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna consciousness in the same way can spread all over the world just like wildfire. There's also example with the Pandavas, they defeated the Kauravas in 18 days. So in the same way, Krishna consciousness can be spread throughout the whole world in just a matter of days if we're sincere and follow the process nicely, purely. But again, the example of the birds there, according to our ability. Krishna will arrange everything if we have strong desire to serve him. That is the only thing that we but try to cultivate this by the association of devotees. We increase our desire to spread this Krishna consciousness for the benefit. Because what other good, what other benefit is there in this human form of life? Tadapya dhruvam artadam, that this material form of life, this human form of life is very temporary. It lasts a few days, 100 years, how many days is it? But artadam is very valuable. It can give one the highest perfection. Right? Okay.